Hello?
This is Tracy.
Good evening, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential, and we would like to include your responses today. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or the chances 50-50,
yes.
Or will you
definitely
probably not vote? Definitely, okay? And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
41.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm more closely aligned with Democratic.
Okay. So will you call yourself not a strong Democrat or strong Democrat?
I'm not swaying from being a Democrat, so I guess I'm
okay,
strong.
So not as strong, okay? And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a loaded
in general
question.
I know, but in general, will you say very satisfied,
yeah,
just satisfied, dissatisfied,
no,
or very dissatisfied?
Whatever the middle ground is.
I'm actually just have somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied.
We can do somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. And what specifically makes you say that? In a few words.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the country and how
okay
divided the nation really is. I'm dissatisfied with how humanity is more
okay
racist than I thought they could be.
Okay. Okay, just let me record that very fast. And thank you for your opinion. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important, I have protecting our democracy and freedom, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or the last three, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, immigration and border security, or improving K-12 public school education.
That's a lot. Well, climate change is at the top.
Climate change is the most important, okay? Thank you.
Yeah,
and do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job they are doing?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What do you think?
From when? From 2 years ago or 10 years ago?
I think it's right now.
Yeah.
Do you think economic conditions right now in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say probably staying about the same.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Well, I mean, I'm white, so I don't get discriminated against.
So not at all. In your everyday life? Not at all.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I see it happening, but I don't experience it firsthand.
Yeah, but you, personally, Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at all.
What about how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I would say I have the same rights.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time and for your patience. Mm-hmm. Now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50, that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one, the Democratic Party, in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Seventy.
Taylor Swift, from 0 to 100?
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Is that
I know,
you
I
just
to,
said? Okay.
I need to read everything verbatim.
And what, so but, if I'm neutral, I don't know anything about her. I'm neutral. 50.
But just based on what you know about her from 0 to 100?
That's
50.
That's if, neutral,
okay.
Right? Okay.
Yes, that's correct. It's in the middle. Okay. And now Ron DeSantis from 0 to 100?
Hmm. 20.
The NAACP. From 0 to 100.
I guess I haven't put any thought into it. 50.
Okay. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
70.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100. How would you rate that?
I don't know anything about that.
Never heard of it. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. And Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
70.
The last one, Donald Trump. How would you rate him, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
And
I don't know the other guy.
But if the elections were held today, and
yeah,
you only have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
Somewhat worried.
Somewhat. And now we're at 70% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your patience and for your kindness to help us. Now I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. And just tell me, please, if you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? The first one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
The next one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat? Sorry.
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. The next one, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Agree.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree?
I guess strongly agree.
Okay. And the last three, immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And the last two, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
And the last one, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Okay. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? And is that a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I would just somewhat agree.
Okay. And now we're 80% of the survey. I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalized people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Are you sure which of these statements do you agree with more? Okay, and strongly agree with B or just somewhat with B?
Strongly agree with B.
Okay, and I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. And please, on a scale again from 0 to 10, 10 means that you think it's extremely important. 5, it's somewhat important, and 0, you don't think it's important at all, okay? The first one is free and fair elections. How important is that from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
Quality K through 12 education?
10.
Secure borders?
What's 5?
From 0 to 10? Secure borders. It's not, it's, I'm sorry, it's... It isn't written here, but you can answer based on what you think it means. Okay.
I think, secure borders.
From 0 to 10, how important is that?
That's so tricky. 6.
6, okay.
Compared to other problems we have?
Yeah.
Go on, sir.
But religious freedom? How about that? From 0 to 10?
10.
How important is 10? Affordable healthcare?
10.
A strong military?
Oh, well, 10, I guess.
And a fair and equitable court system?
10.
And the last one, traditional family values. How important is that?
Oh, 10.
Okay. And now, finally, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to their country. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, someone agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Well, your own rights may not be at risk yet. This is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, how agree with the statement? Okay, the last one. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, strongly agree with the statement. And now sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again. On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November?
Very motivated.
Is that a 10? Extremely motivated?
Oh, yes. Sorry, yes.
And now the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And... thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
Never.
Once or never, okay? And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, suburban.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.